Natalie Bell Carney. Jan Bell, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You have turned your yarn-centric passion into a great profession with Knitting Off Broadway. Now, you specialize in knitting, the art, as well as procuring of fine yarn. How intensely do knitters take their supplies?
Well, people that come to our store in general, they like to touch the yarn that feels nice. So we always offer things that are like natural. And I know most of the people that own the companies and like we've met them. So it's the people that make the yarn are the real artists and they have a big passion for making the yarn. And it's nice that we know them and we know that like their practices are good. Maybe we work with 80 different vendors at any one time.
Do you run the full gamut of fibers?
Natural fibers, I'd say so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there always is something new, as well as all of the old standards and classics.
And people come in even from 10 years ago that have taken a break for 10 years and they'll be like, wow, it is so different.
You have a lot more choices.
And it's all soft. Like mm-hmm. I tell people scratchy wool is not popular and people come in and will say, oh, feel this, try this. And they will never believe that it is wool.
That's exciting too. And Jan, is there such a thing as too many choices?
Maybe it's overwhelming. I think it could be. But Natalie's and her staff, the staff's really good about working with people to get a feel for what they want and then kind of give them some direction.
Okay. As regards knitting, is it really like riding a bicycle? If you learn it once, you're never going to forget it?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
It'll come back to you.
And how quickly can someone catch up with a refresher or remedial knitting 101?
Really quickly, I'd say our beginning class is a private one-on-one, and it's an hour. And in that hour, most people, especially if they've ever knit, they can do it. They can make something. And hand warmers are our first project now. So they'll come back to us in a week and be like, okay, I'm ready to bind off.
That's fantastic, actually, I would think.
And we'll have people that come in the next day, too.
So. Then they are bit, it sounds like.
Natalie also does something now called knit-alongs. And for a couple hours, they're like a Saturday morning before the shop opens or a Wednesday after it closes. They come and they have one specific project and they sit there and knit and do that. And you notice that the person next to you might help you, or you just have the group and you can talk while you're knitting. And so it's a social, but also a very goal-oriented event.
That sounds just grand. Now, I am curious, does handedness matter in knitting?
No. All of us at Knitting Off Broadway, we all are right-handed or American-style knitters. We don't do the continental knitting. We think it's harder for people to learn, harder to show more advanced stitches. But we all knit with both hands. And when you get into Fair Isle, the two-color knitting, each hand is working just as hard as the other.
And interestingly enough, about half the staff is left-handed and half is right-handed.
And can you undo old habits if people have learned a wrong way?
When we first opened in our first like couple of group classes that were more advanced projects, literally half the people in our first 10 classes were purling wrong or doing something wrong. And that's just so normal because if you're not shown by an expert, you want to make up all these bad habits. And that is why we like these little knit-alongs, because it's really easy for us to fix things and correct your habits.
That's certainly handy. It seems like all of the needlecrafts cycle through popularity. Do the new hobbyists that a trend generates, like in knitting, do they carry that craft on to the next piece and maybe on to their next generation? Does it tend to travel that way?
Yes, I think their siblings or their children see them doing it and want to touch it, want to try it. So I'm hopeful it's something that goes on in perpetuity. I think it would be terrible to lose that skill.
Very, very good point. And it does sound like, of course, as you've been discussing, once somebody gets the bug, they're going to have it stored there and they always can bring it back out. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's the oldest, Natalie? You've had some people being driven by their children.
One day we had three generations of women in there, and the oldest was, I think, like 98, and she just looked so good, and you would just have no idea. And I just taught a 9-year-old and her grandmother how to knit on Saturday, and it was the 9-year-old's idea.
That's fantastic. One last word to the wise and whimsical, perhaps, in this National Hobby Month. Why should anyone and everyone learn to knit?
Well, if you're knitting at night, you can watch television and talk to people and you're not eating. That's keeps your hands busy.
I think it's you're leaving the legacy. And it's also very rewarding to see a finished product. I love that.
Yeah, I think Natalie's said it well. It leaves a legacy.
that you can put on and wear.
Mm-hmm.
A tangible legacy, yeah.
Yeah.
Natalie Bell Carney and her mom, Jan Bell, are co-owners of Knitting Off Broadway. Natalie and Jan, thank you so much for joining us today, and knit on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.